Wednesday, September 21st, 2011, in Oroville, where the weather continues to be hot and humid with rainfall at night and lower temperatures, winds out of the southwest. Today's featured interview is with Bridget of L'Avenir, explaining a bit of what's in the housing project pipeline. Could you say a little bit about these wonderful new projects that we've seen listed in News and Notes, when we might expect to see something actually beginning?
Basically, the list of projects, as you've seen in the News and Notes, they potentially will be places for between 800 and 1,000 people. We're projecting within the next 5 to 7 years. However, having said that, immediately there's a number of projects that will be starting. The Green Casbah, which is Sat Premise project, that is coming towards completion in terms of application. Site application has been given and we're just looking at final details on terms of the layout. So that project in Maitreya should be happening within the next couple of months. It should be starting. So those apartments will be coming online within the next 2 years, 2.5 years, hopefully. Then, where do we see? What else have we got? Dorla and Mona are also working on an incremental housing project. The idea of this project is the housing survey told us that people were also looking for their own houses, their own gardens. So this is a project to fill that need, and especially it'll be a mixed development for individuals, couples and families, but we're particularly thinking about gardens for families being a necessary thing. And in that development as well, they're looking at maybe a community area, playground area as well for children. Just awaiting site permission on that, but they're working quite actively on that, so I don't think that will be very long either. That should be freed in the next couple of months as well. Another interesting project actually is Kalpanan, which is Sashikam's project. Now that project is potentially for 96 apartments, but going to do it in 4 phases of maybe 24, 25 apartments to start with. We're actively looking at sites for that at the moment, and we're dialoguing with the communities around the particular areas. So we've got quite a bit coming online. I mean, within the next 2 years, you should see apartments ready for people to move into the first phase, maybe the Green Casbah and Maitreya. And then very shortly after that, a couple of months after that, hopefully Kalpana will be online. And then you'll see in the list, people can refer to the News and Notes, but there are some smaller projects as well. And then we also have the very big project of Sonship, which will be near the Citadine, which, again, the site permission has been given for that, but the project holders are actually trying to fundraise for that. One thing also the housing survey showed us was that there are a lot of people in Oroville that don't have the means to put down whatever it is, 10, 15 lakh for an apartment. So we're also looking at some of these developments, like the Maitreya development will be financed by the Indian government. Kalpana, which is Sativan's project, there'll be 25% of the finance for that has been given by donation by the project holders. So there will be support for people in most of these projects as well. Now, in the meantime, we launched the Transit Lounge project. So Transit Lounge is a temporary housing project, and it was launched specifically for the reason to fill this gap, because most of the developments at the moment, with the exception of Dharmesh's project at the moment,
Swayam,
they've actually got they've got places there if people are looking for something more immediate. Those apartments are actually houses. They're half built at the moment. So there's availability there. There's availability in terms of houses for that Joseba and the housing service have on their books that people are leaving or swapping. But besides that, there's nothing else in new housing developments. So we have all of this stuff coming online, but as I say, it's going to take 2.5, 3 years before we see it. So the idea of Transit Lounge was to fill that gap and to give people somewhere that can be home in the meantime. And Transit Lounge is very flexible from the point of view that whatever contribution people put into that project, it will roll on to their next housing project. Super. Less a very small depreciation cost and stuff. So people at the moment that are paying, some people are paying quite substantial amounts of money in rent that's been lost, both to Oroville and to the Orovillian or the newcomer. That will be saved. The money will be kept in the community for housing projects here. So we feel that TransLounge can fill that intern gap for people.
Will any of these places be 10 lakhs and under, or are they all 10 lakhs and above?
No. For example, the incremental row housing project, Mona and Dorla are trying to design that in such a way that they start from 5 lakh upwards. And the idea of incremental housing is that you will get a basic house, maybe even just the very good infrastructure, the exterior shell of the house, one floor upstairs. And then one can build on as maybe in the next couple of years as people get extra finances. So there definitely are, and both Maitreya and Green Caspa as well, I'm not exactly sure on the cost of that, but they are trying to keep those costs quite low as well. So we're looking definitely at trying to produce apartments for less than 10 lakh if possible, yeah.
Okay.
But there'll be a mix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Poets of Oroville are invited between 5 and 7 p.m. to the Unity Pavilion to share their poems in their own language over a cup of tea on September 24th. There's simultaneous poetry reading across the planet in conjunction with World Poetry Movement. Oroville Film Festival 2011. The aim of this second biennial festival is to connect with people and cultures within and beyond Oroville and to further the aspiration of human unity by showcasing films that develop this theme. Films featured are created in and around Oroville as well as international films. This year the categories are films made by residents of Oroville and the bioregion, films made about Oroville and the bioregion, films made by students residing in Oroville and its bioregion, and films that develop that theme of human unity. 121 films will be shown from September 29th through the 3rd of October at three different venues: Cinema Paradiso at Town Hall, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, and Sadhana Forest. Consult Oronet and News and Notes for complete details. The Residents' Assembly Service calls for a general meeting to discuss a complete review of the selection process for future Oroville Councils and Working Committees. That will be on Thursday the 29th at 4:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. This is a quote from Pema Chodron. "Welcome the present moment as if you had invited it. It's all we ever have, so we might as well work with it rather than struggling against it. We might as well make it our friend and teacher rather than our enemy." We've been listening to Oroville Radio with Mylenko on microphone, in studio Andrea, Chloe, Miriam, Yahalom, and today three volunteers. Direct your comments and questions to oroville radio.org, and we thank you for listening.